This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. I think there were a lot of people surprised on Friday when the Michigan Supreme Court ruled that emergency executive orders issued by Governor Gretchen Whitmer were unconstitutional. It was a decision that sent health departments across the state scrambling. On Monday, the Washtenaw County Health Department responded to the lifting of many COVID-19 restrictions with issuance of 4 public health emergency orders. On the other end of the WEMU phone line this morning is Susan Cerniglia. Susan is Communications and Health Promotion Administrator for the Washtenaw County Health Department, and thank you so much for the time.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Well, let's go back to Friday for a moment. When word of the Michigan Supreme Court decision came down, was there a sense of shock or surprise in the department?
I would say both. And you know, that presented a big challenge and, of course, came late on Friday and left a lot of us, as well as, you know, businesses and organizations that have been operating under the measures really to prevent disease and to control the outbreak, confused about whether they should continue following those or not. And, of course, then subsequent to that, there was a lot of legal debate that continues about when the Michigan Supreme Court order actually takes effect.
Well, I'm only guessing, but I'm sure it changed weekend plans for more than a few of you at Washtenaw Health.
Indeed it did.
As I mentioned, yesterday, Health Officer Ximena Lovelock issued 4 emergency public health orders for our county. These orders, if I understand correctly, simply extend what had been included in the governor's emergency orders prior to being struck down.
Correct. Our goal was really to keep in place the primary prevention measures that we've been working with to limit the spread of illness, to control outbreaks. So those include using those face coverings in public settings and where there can't be 6 foot of distance, and limiting indoor and outdoor gatherings, again, to prevent spread of illness, keeping the capacity of bars and restaurants at 50%, and having those daily health screenings, health checks for people reporting to work in person.
In short, continue on as you had been.
Correct. And with the idea being, you know, the virus is still circulating. Thankfully, we're not seeing the level of hospitalizations and deaths that we had been earlier, but we do still have some. So the primary effect being the virus is circulating, and that is still happening with these measures in place. So removing them completely at this point really doesn't make sense. If the goal is to keep things open, to keep operating, we have to keep doing what we can to prevent that spread of illness. And at the end of the day, these aren't particularly intrusive measures.
Shortly after Washtenaw County issued its orders yesterday, the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services did the same, enacting those regulations statewide. Now, failure to abide can still result in civil fines and, in more advanced cases, criminal charges. The county, the cities of Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti, and U of M and EMU have all taken an educational approach to enforcement at this point. Do you see that working, or is a next step towards zero tolerance needed?
In most cases, we find that educational step very productive, you know, getting everyone on the same page and making sure the guidelines are clear. Frankly, you know, at different points, at different times, things have been confusing. So often that step helps a lot. Clearly, there are folks that have very different opinions about this pandemic in general and about steps that we would be taking. So certainly there are cases where more aggressive response may be needed, but that's really fairly rare.
This is 89.1 WEMU, and our conversation with Washtenaw County Health Department spokesperson Susan Cerniglia continues. As of 11 a.m. yesterday, Susan, there were over 400 confirmed and probable COVID-19 cases and 119 confirmed and probable deaths in our area attributed to coronavirus. With the return of students at U of M, EMU, and some of the K-12 districts in the county, are we trending higher?
Yes, we have been. Over the last week or so, we saw quite a surge, an increase in cases, and the majority of those were related to our college-age students. So there's been a lot of work in the last, couple of weeks or so, making sure that we could work with the universities, track those cases, have good isolation and quarantine, and not see spread from those, right? So just the fact that there are cases, not necessarily surprising, but we have to be able to cooperate fully and respond to not see continued spread and continued outbreaks from that. So it's a little early to tell, but of course, one of the concerning things when we see a big surge like that is the capacity for both us as a health department and the university to do that isolation, quarantine, that contact tracing. So we were sort of near the edge of being able to do that, but things just the last day or so seem to be settling down, so we should know more in the next week or so moving forward.
Well, it'll be interesting to trace. And as you mentioned, the number of hospitalizations is down from where it had been, so those who are being affected aren't suffering the same kind of severe symptoms earlier.
Yeah, generally that trend is down, you know, and that's likely for multiple reasons. Treatment, of course, has improved. We have more testing now, so we're detecting milder cases. But because we do see continued spread and we do see some hospitalizations and some deaths, you know, there continues to be concern that we see broader spread if we're not taking precautions, that we will see more severe illness and death.
This is 89.1 WEMU. We're talking with Susan Cerniglia from the Washtenaw County Health Department. We are right at the intersection of COVID-19 and our evolving response to that and the start of flu season. Now, I'm not aware of any major outbreaks of flu as of yet. Where do we stand on that front?
We haven't seen flu cases yet, but then again, the time for us to start tracking them for the season is literally right now. So sometimes very early in the season, we start to see some reports through what's called our surveillance providers or our school reports of respiratory illness. Excuse me. And of course, with the measures that we have in place now with the good distancing, with face coverings, it's likely we may have less spread of flu. But at the same time, the last thing that we want is folks to be infected with both. So we are really encouraging that flu shot this year because if you can prevent severe illness and death, which our flu shot tends to do, and reduce the spread of illness, that's going to be good for everyone.
Now, beyond the actual public health and keeping the number of cases down, what are the concerns in the health department in having to potentially deal with the combination of a great number of flu and increasing number of COVID cases?
Well, an important thing to remember, like early on, we all got acquainted with this idea of the hospital capacity. And, you know, hospitals don't necessarily operate with a lot of extra capacity. So to handle folks with severe respiratory illness takes a lot of that capacity. And really every year during flu season, we see our local hospitals often running at or very near capacity with flu cases. So certainly if we continue to have some level of hospitalization with COVID and we see some semblance of a normal flu season, we're looking at our hospitals being at near or over capacity.
I know that my doctor has not yet received any of the flu vaccines to his office. Are the flu shots widely available?
There is pretty good availability. A lot of our pharmacies, you know, some of those larger volume orders, they tend to get it first. So it is available at a lot of pharmacies. We have received part of our orders at the health department and are doing more this year to provide that more widely than we typically do to really encourage and increase those vaccination numbers. So we have some drive-through events scheduled. And we will be offering that to people with insurance or without, and there will be no additional charge whether you have that or not. But certainly if you have insurance, there are lots of good options like pharmacies, like doctor's office, where you can quickly and easily get that flu vaccination.
Susan, I thank you so much for the time and, again, sharing the information with all of us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
That is Susan Cerniglia, Communications and Health Promotion Administrator for the Washtenaw County Health Department. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU, celebrating 55 years of broadcasting to Washtenaw County and beyond.